League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm going to redo my introduction because I messed it all up.
Okay.
Huh?
I've got a new station for the nation.
And I've got Michael the Brave.
Date fight!
Hello there. Welcome to Date Fight. It's the podcast where we take things that occurred on this day in history and we pitch them against each other.
Yes, we do. He's Jake Yap. I'm Nat Tapley. And together we have taken all of the events that have happened on this day in the past, filtered them through the cafetiere of our minds, and will pour the espresso of entertainment into the cup of your now. Joining us to help is Lizzie Edward Roper. Hello, Lizzie. How are you?
Hello. Whereas I am the catheter of your mind. A big bowl of golden liquid.
Straight to the toilet.
Like, here's the point. I cut all of your filthy scatological preamble to this podcast.
Well, you wasted it, didn't you? Oh, is that Rolf Harris's stenograph?
No, it's nothing.
It
no, we're not mentioning any of those people. That's
and we're back to Rolf Harris.
But what was that thing he used to play? What was that thing? Stylophone, there you go.
Yes, no, it's not. It's an automaton.
Oh, pardon me for breathing.
Is that your voice? It's playing different.
No, it's got. It's,
it sounds a bit like you're going,
If you can imagine, what it looks like is, you know, dog walkers, Lizzie?
Yes.
Who have those, like, plastic things that pick up a tennis ball so you don't have to get dog lick all over your hand.
Flackers.
Although I'm sure you don't buy those because you like the dog lick all over your hand.
Oh, yeah. I'm making it a special cream.
So if you imagine a broken tennis ball on the end of a sort of ribbon touch sensor. So, depending on where you touch the ribbon, the tone goes higher. And then as you squeeze the tennis ball, you get a...
It does all sound like a cry for help, though, doesn't it?
Listen, this whole podcast's a cry for help. Get on with it.
Right, I'm going to take us to the... what day is it? 18th of October, 1599. Where, just because I can never resist a person with a funny name, and Michael the Brave won a battle.
Okay.
Michael the Brave was the king of Wallachia, and he was fighting the Transylvanians. He was fighting Andrew Bathory of the Transylvanians, who's trying to get rid of the Ottomans. Wallachia was part of the Austro-Hungarian Empire at that point, and he got... lots of the locals. He said, if you join me, then I'll give you your traditional freedoms. And so they joined him and they beat Andrew Bathory, and he didn't give them any of their freedoms. And a couple of years later, he was assassinated by the emperor, the Holy Roman Emperor of Austria-Hungary, who just didn't really like him. So Michael the Brave has no evidence of him being ever brave, apart from one battle he won on this day, or in 1599, which led to the creation of Romania, and without which there would never have been a Romania. There we go.
Oh, or a UKIP.
Yeah, I'm more of a lever than a Romania.
Yeah.
Brilliant news, isn't it? Anyway.
It's all right, I got my cash and carry order coming. It's fine.
Yeah, let's replenish that stockpile, shall we?
Yeah.
How are your lentils and beans?
So, this is 1922. And the British Broadcasting Company is formed. It's a consortium.
At Ali Pally?
I don't know if it's at Ali Pally, actually.
It's short for Alistair Pallister.
I thought it was Alex Palix.
Yes, that's right. I always get those two mixed up.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, this is the rollout of the first national broadcasting company. It's never been done before. Today was the day that for the first time, wherever you were in the country, you could hear... the British Broadcasting Company, as it then was before the government were like, I think we're going to change that. So they done some stuff.
How many channels? Is it just the one channel?
You could only get Deja Vu.
Yeah. Bet Hot Fuzz was on. It's always
Hot Fuzz was on Deja Vu, and you could get Propeller TV.
Yeah.
And you could get I don't know what you could get. I don't know. It was just like the radio station. Okay, yeah. It's fine. It doesn't matter.
Yes. Was it Radio Solo?
Traffic
Radio
and Travel on the BBC.
Shares were held by six companies. Marconi, the Radio Communication Company, the British Thomson Houston Company, the General Electric Company, because it was an American consortium, and the Western Electric Company, and also Metropolitan Vickers Electrical Company. Now, I don't want to brag about how well my great-grandfather did out of making bombs during the Second World War, but he was the chairman of Vickers and
nice
had
work,
pretty good war. Pretty good war, actually.
All wars are pretty good wars for Vickers, aren't they?
Yes, Vickers did very
never
well.
War they didn't like.
Yes. And then my grandfather ended up chairman of the board, but then he got sort of fired. He was made a bit of a fall guy for some stuff.
Did he have, like, flip a big flip chart and just said, peace, underneath, for the future? I've got a great new idea, everyone. Hold on to your hats.
Yeah. Well, he was a bit of a loser, my grandfather. By all accounts, my grandmother shagged her father-in-law. That's my great-grandfather.
What?
There's a theory that my dad may technically be the uncle of his brother. Good times.
Which, so actually, your grandfather might not be related to you at all. So you might have no connection to the...
Yeah. What a loser.
Yeah, get over it.
He's just your second cousin.
Anyway, that's all of that. It doesn't matter. None of this matters. It's all grotesque. Bye.
Let's go to birthdays. Happy birthday to Nicholas Culpepper, the 17th century English botanist who spent most of his time outside finding new plants. He was a radical Republican in about the only century where you can get away with saying you should cut the king's head off, because it's the one where we did cut the king's head off. He thought there were three kinds of people who were draining the people of the country. There were priests who were diseasing their souls, there were physicians who were diseasing their bodies, and there were lawyers who were diseasing their estates. He said you shouldn't charge for medical fees, and he was generally quite an interesting guy. Oh, he has a list of things here which cure things, and let's see if you can guess what each of these clear. Anemone, what do you think anemone cures?
Scrofula.
Almost, it's mouth ulcers and leprosy.
Okay, sure, that makes sense.
Dittany cures
stuttering.
No, communism.
Pregnancy.
Sorry?
That cures pregnancy.
Cures pregnancy. That.
Wow.
Burdock. If you get dandelion and burdock, what does burdock cure?
Not wetting the bed.
Constipation.
Oh.
Dog bites and flatulence.
What?
There we go. Dog bites and flatulence. That's what burdock cures. Pennyroyal cures vertigo.
Of course.
I don't think any of these are right, but he spent more time doing that than anyone else. Happy birthday to Margaret Tudor. She was the sister of Henry VIII. She married James IV of Scotland. She was the Queen Regent of Scotland until when her husband died, and then she married someone who wasn't very suitable, so then she had to run away to England, she wanted to get a divorce. But her brother, Henry VIII, said, no, you shouldn't get a divorce. That's a terrible idea. People shouldn't get divorced. Come on, that's not on.
These people.
Yeah. All right, Henry. And that's the birthdays and the death days.
Hooray!
Beautiful job. Absolutely beautiful job. Before you pass judgment, is it perhaps pertinent for us to reveal our little
jokers.
White lies, our jokers in the pack from last week?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Shall because I go first?
You go first.
Yes, please.
Mine was on the 13th of October.
What was the subject matter?
Abbey. I was talking about Westminster Abbey, and I had intended to go on after saying that the Fishmongers Company every year bring a lot of fish to Westminster Abbey, to say that the crabmongers did the same at St Paul's. But I forgot to say it, because I got so angry by the idea of Westminster Abbey that I ranted and I forgot to tell my lie.
You got really cross. It was fabulous to watch.
With the idea of Westminster Abbey.
Yeah. And it was kind of fun to watch you kind of accelerate into it. I don't think even you knew...
No,
how angry
no
you were going to get as
the
you...
The depth of feeling.
Yeah. It was lovely to watch.
So angry he couldn't tell a lie.
Amazing. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Apologies.
Well, on the 15th, I talked about Luis Miramontes. and the development of the first ever pill, contraceptive pill. And I said that previous to harvesting estrogen from yams, they took it out of chihuahuas. They didn't. They left it in the chihuahuas. No, the chihuahuas were fine.
Now I'm really embarrassed that we didn't flag you up on that.
Do you know what? It was easy because I knew, like, if I mentioned a dog, it would just trigger you and you'd be off in your happy la-la barky land chasing your dogs and having a lovely time.
Interrupted to try and do a very similar joke about rabbit placentas, I think, so I wasn't thinking about it being a lie at all.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Psychology.
Yeah, you're such a great liar. Ooh, liar, pants on fire.
Thank you very much. I'm a terrible liar.
Jacob's pants. Come back tomorrow.
Good. Well, that's very impressive. That's very impressive. See how easily you lie to your leader.
Has turned this podcast into a house of lies.
Right, we got 1599, Michael the Brave, ironically named, we can only assume, in a sort of Little John-type vein. The King of Wallachia, fighting all the vampires.
They're not counted something we could have done with that.
I counted them all in, yes. That was very nice. 1922, and that was BBC Radio. Because when you say BBC, I think television. But it was BBC Radio. But the thing that most excited me in that story was that Jake Yap was the product of an incestuous union. How many thumbs am I holding? You are holding.
Yeah.
How many thumbs on a yap? Yeah. So that, and for the fact that you lied so well, I think the points are going to have to go to the very inbred.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Brilliant.
It does make me an incredible swimmer, the webbing. She didn't. Let me just be clear. My grandmother didn't have sex with her father.
It wasn't her own father.
It was her father-in-law.
Oh, that's fine.
Which is fine.
The wedding reception must have been quite awkward. And she realized she fancied her father-in-law.
I think it was all about status. My great grandfather was Sir Charles. Yeah.
So did she marry and then go off and do the dirty with the father-in-law?
Because, you know, she would hang out with him because he... I heard the story that there was a day when she and he, her father-in-law, Sir Charles, that they went to the Savoy and they were announced by the sort of footman as they swept in, as mistakenly, as Sir Charles and Lady Yap. And I'm pretty sure he got some action that night.
What was the age difference between them?
I would think the age difference must have been 30 years. I mean, imagine.
Wow. Imagine that heaving away on top of you.
Yeah.
Just to be called a lady.
Imagine. I mean, what kind
of...
Did he keep his socks on? I reckon he had those suspender things, you know?
Yeah.
Sock gaiters.
He was hot. I've got a big portrait of him, and he looks like a proper wrong'un. He's sort of looking at the portrait painter. He's looking at you in a kind of like...
Can you put a photo of that on Twitter, please?
Yeah.
Lovely.
He looks like a... like, you can just tell.
And do you think there was any... So, did any children come out after that?
Not that I know of.
But we don't know if your dad... We don't know if your dad is a product of your grandfather or your great-grandfather.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
Is he his own dad?
You love it. Yeah. But it's also a little bit hot, isn't it?
Spaffing his beans up his door-in-law.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah.
Do come back tomorrow.
Can I just run spaffing by everybody? How do we feel about the phrase spaffing his beans? Is that... Do I have to bleep that or not?
No, I think it's fine.
You think it's fine?
I think it's culinary.
Culinary, okay, fine. If that's...
What's for dinner? That's spaffed beans.
All right, if what you're saying is he administered several portions of pulses.
Legumes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Well, goodbye, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.